Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's get to this. I'm going to take this in sequence. All right, since Abdul Carter went first, I was going to play Roger Goodell saying it, but why? So we talked a lot about Carter being from Philadelphia. He talked this week when he was in Green Bay that, hey, if he's a Giant, he's going to be a Giant. And he says, yeah, this was on ESPN last night. Philadelphia might be my home, but now I reside in New York.
Yeah, I'm all New York. New York getting everything from you. All the passion that I have, all the love that I have, all the excitement. On third down, and we get loud, I'm going to get that big play, make my best pass rush, make that big explosive play.
Make the big explosive play. That's what they're expecting.
Get that ice grill going on, man.
That's it. Here's Brian Daboll, who loves this kid.
He's got great quickness, bend. He's hard to block. He played off the ball the year before, and he has some instincts in that area as well. Smart.
All good. So we love the pick. They love the pick. Everything's good. Now, yesterday, one of the topics was about Phil. And the number. And you had the whole idea of John Mara having to call Phil.
Yeah.
And how that phone call would, ESPN, would go.
And ESPN had him superimposed in this.
Which is cool.
No, it's not.
Very interesting, though. So Carter went on the Micah Parsons podcast. This is clearly, I saw the video, clearly after the draft, after he was picked, because he's wearing the Giant hat and everything. And Micah, it was either there because he had the whole NFL draft logo. And so he brought up this specific question.
You going to get that 11, right?
I don't know, bro. I got a different number in mind.
Oh, what number? I'm heartbroken already. I told the people he's going to get that. I said we better have the best swap in the history of football. What number are you thinking, bro?
I don't know. 56 sound real good, but we got to have a conversation.
Entitlement generation, man. So I'm not down with that, man.
He want 56.
I ain't down with that. Wow.
Here was Micah's reaction to that.
Dude, that would be pretty damn special.
Nah, if you get something like that, I get why you leave that. Hey, toss that. Leave that out.
Find some tradition somewhere else.
Hey, I respect the hell out of that, dog. That would be some legendary stuff. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, I don't respect any of it.
Right. So if you're a total bust, then what?
John Maracle LT now?
Lars. No, it's not the cops. No, it's John Mara. I scared you there.
Man, I'll tell you what. Micah says he respects it. I'm sitting here telling you I have nothing but a lack of respect if that happens or even ask for either one of those numbers.
I don't like that at all. So they get Carter. All's good. Then they trade back into the first round to take Jackson Dart. Here was Brian.
Why don't they give him number 10?
You never know. We'll see what he asks for. Here was
he wore the same number as Zach Wilson.
Yeah, he's just lining up great,
right? Number two,
right? Wait till he bangs his mom's friend. It'll be perfectly aligned.
You know, he did play 45 games in college.
Two craps how many games he played.
He played in the SEC, dude. That's not playing for BYU.
You don't like
dude.
This guy either. Don't give me, dude. Stop. You know it. I know it. Phil thinks he's pudgy, but now we got to walk
stop.
On eggshells because he's a Giant. Makes me want to barf. It's really ridiculous.
Here is your clip with John Gruden on Barstool. Gruden and Dart talking about the snap count.
Let me see your snap count. Let me be honest with me because I see at USC. I see this guy. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah. No, I want to hear the snap count.
Yeah.
Really? Every time?
Every time.
Do you have like a dummy clap or anything?
Yeah, we call it purple.
What's that? No sh- For 3 years, you've been clapping.
For 3 years, you've been clapping. Like, I could just see as soon as that ends and, like, says goodbye to Jackson, like, all right, Jackson, good luck, man. The door shuts. He looks at the production crew. That kid sucks, man. That kid sucks. Mark my word.
I don't know. You watch some of his highlights.
He's the color out of a marble.
He can play football. He can throw.
Here we go.
See if he can transition to the NFL, which is the million-dollar question.
The one thing in his favor that Gruden did highlight was, which I'll grab for one of these hours, is the toughness and how he really, last second, will take the hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe to the detriment of his health. But
like I said, it wasn't like he was playing at BYU and playing against, you know, secondary talent. He was
right.
playing
and they took SEC. Zach Olsen number two overall.
Right.
Right, with all those things that you're saying that there was marked against him. This guy, you know, all the way down here, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if they would have taken him number three overall, I could see you absolutely having a conniption, sure.
No. That's one of the misnomers. I've already talked about this. When you draft a guy in the first round, he's the future of your organization, period. So, like, the value thing doesn't matter. You've now decided that he is the future of our organization, whether you drafted him at 3 or 24 or whatever. Plus, you also made a trade that I don't think you needed to make.
Well, that's under debate, or up for debate, I should say. And the other thing, the reason that you would want to draft a kid in the first round is that if he does make it, it's the five-year thing. It's the five-year contract, and that's worth something.
The Jets chose Missouri.
Did you think he had lady glasses on last night?
No, that's like the new thing. You know,
what's the new thing?
That's those glasses that Pat Boyle wears.
Did you see his outfit today?
Yes, it's embarrassing.
I actually didn't know.
Absolutely embarrassing.
He looked like he was going to hit Venice, the weights at Venice Beach.
I mean, no sleeves, nothing.
Orange tank top.
I'm like, hey, dude.
He had a tank top on?
Yes. This is a place of work, you meathead.
I think a double take. I'm like, what is that? God love him. Anyway, the Jets took Missouri offensive tackle Armon Membu. Is that how he say it?
Yeah, Membu.
So here he was. He loves his new coach.
Oh, yeah. Coach, yeah, he a cool-ass dude. Nah. I'm sorry. I'm still geek right now. But, yeah, it was just we had some good talks.
You're probably allowed to call him a cool-ass dude tonight and then probably not after this, Armon. That's my tip for you.
But. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, that's how that goes. And then I'll have more on the Jets, obviously, throughout the course of the morning. I will give you one, though, from Shedeur Sanders, who did go undrafted in the first round. Here he was on social media.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is, of course, fuel to the fire.
So fuel to the fire, see if he goes here in the second round, which will be later tonight.